We have someone on the line here actually wants to, someone of some note and repute who wants to weigh in on the Sixers Arena question. And it is a former mayoral candidate, almost mayor, familiar name to anyone who's been in and around Philadelphia over the last, gosh, what, quarter to half century. Sam Katz joins us. Hi, Sam.
Quarter to a half century?
Don't you think? I gave you a pretty wide berth there, Sam.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
Hey.
Good morning or good afternoon, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening and read the paper this morning, obviously. And I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments about this arena project. Number one, it has been sold as a privately financed project, meaning the public will not have to subsidize it. And I just want to quickly tell you that in 1993, as the Spectrum 2, now Wells Fargo Center, was being financed, the critical part of it was that both teams were going to be in the building. And Harold Katz, owner of the 76ers at the time, and Ed Snyder had a handshake. And then Harold announced he was going to Camden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And within 24 hours, the private financing fell apart. It was being led by PNC Bank. The idea, and that, by the way, that building cost $160 million. Not $1.4 billion or $5 billion.
Yeah.
The idea that you could privately finance an arena at that price is so ridiculous. So the question I have for David Adelman and the 76ers is how much public money is going to be necessary to make this project work? Comparing it to cities like Los Angeles and New York, by the way, New York has four arenas, and only one of them is successful, and that's Madison Square Garden. Why? Two teams. The UBS Center has the Islanders. The Barclays Center has the Nets. And whatever they call the building in Newark has the Devils.
Mm-hmm.
And they all function marginally or at a loss. In fact, I think in 2022, the combined ownership of the Brooklyn Nets and the Barclays Center lost $75 million. When the question is put forward to the public, the question that hasn't been asked and certainly hasn't been answered is where is the rest of the money going to come from? Billionaires don't tend to make investments that lose money. And this the prospect of 110 events in a $1.5 billion building is certainly a money loser. And it can't happen without both state and or other SEPTA support. The city, obviously, they said the city will not be asked for money, which is good because the city doesn't have any.
Well, let me weigh in on something just in terms of the city money. At minimum, isn't it going to require a huge investment in infrastructure down there?
The city at a will, minimum, yes.
Yeah, that the city will. I mean, this, and I agree with your premise, but kind of adding to it, even if they say, hey, we can do this on our own, they're not going to rebuild the subway down there. They're not going to rebuild the on and off ramps. All of the stuff that the city would have to do that would be, or maybe the state gets involved, you get federal money, I don't know. But there's going to have to be a lot of tax money beyond the arena just to surround the arena.
Well, and I'm assuming that all of those ancillary costs are built into the cost of the project. And I don't know that because obviously the Sixers haven't disclosed any of that. But if you think about how complicated the site is, and how much disruption. The fact that you would be building only at night, which is double time for most of the construction trades, I just don't understand how you can get this far without answering a fundamental question, which is how are you going to pay for it? And the answer is they can't.
So
by getting us all a little bit enthusiastic, maybe passing a few ordinances, getting some other civic actions taken by the city, we get down this road to a point where we're dating. Now we're getting married, and we don't really find out that our future partner is going to need $0.75 to $0.75 billion of our money.
So, Sam, let me play devil's advocate here. I would imagine that people on the opposite side of where you come down on this would say, okay, something has to be done though about the Market East area that Philadelphia is a donut, and that's the hole, and we need to fill that hole. So what do you say to that?
Well, then the question becomes, if something needs to be done, not an arguable fact, is there only one choice? Is this the only thing we could do? Is this the only option available to Philadelphia? And do we, you, I know that Jeff Gamage's article originally was sort of raising the question, do we need another arena? Do we need two? And can we preceding market in Philadelphia? There are already three buildings. This is not a corporate intensive environment. Selling naming rights, selling all the advertising. It works when you have 230 events, 250 events in your building. But the discount that those organizations buying those rights will pay for half that number of events, half that number of television coverage, is going to make the building unfinanceable. And the 76ers have simply been unwilling to either talk to us about it, or they're denying it and hoping that this will not be something anybody raises.
All right.
When I heard Glenn say that he wished he was still covering sports business, I called.
Appreciate that. Thank you. So last question for me, and thank you, because I am not as in touch with these details as I used to be. What would be if the Sixers said, well, what should we do? Do you think they would be wise to take up Hilferty on the offer of, hey, we'll co-own the Wells Fargo? What would be the smart move by the Sixers?
Well, let's go back to how we got to the South Philadelphia Sports Complex, which was both the Lincoln Financial Field and Citizens Bank Park, each got $200 million in public subsidy. And in order for the state government to do that, they had to subsidize Heinz Field and PNC Park in Pittsburgh, and they had to subsidize minor league stadiums all over the state. And $1 billion was spent on sports facilities. The politics of the day don't make that possible. So the question of coming back to South Philly and maybe envisioning something for the point in time when this building expires after having just invested $400 million would be a great thing. I mean, we put so much emphasis and money into the sports complex. This is the unraveling of the sports complex. And I didn't find Edelman's tweet to be particularly persuasive because this is what the city decided to do 30 years ago, to create a sports and entertainment district that would be easily accessible through public transit and via vehicular transit. And that quality certainly exists at Jefferson Station in Market East, but the parking issue is a nightmare. So I just think there's an opportunity to envision something in South Philadelphia that could rival the vision that the Sixers have put out here without the risk of failing to generate either the attendance or the events, and therefore not needing public money.
Sam, last one for me. You started our conversation by referencing Harold Katz's threat to move the Sixers to Camden back in 1993. If the Market East project falls through, for whatever reason, the upcoming mayoral election, anything, do you foresee the Sixers making a similar threat?
Well, first of all, just to remind you, it wasn't a threat. He actually had a deal with Governor Whitman.
That's right.
And they were going to build a Camden arena, and the state of New Jersey was going to subsidize it. I think earlier in the process, David was quoted as saying that he looked at all the sites. I don't know what those sites were, but let's assume they're the same ones that the baseball stadiums looked at. Over the tracks in 30th Street, obviously we're in Chinatown already, or South Philadelphia. But Camden is an option. And the state of New Jersey, with all of the troubles in South Jersey, seems to me politically to have a much more likely potential for public subsidy than the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So I do think Camden or South Jersey is an option, although the Edelman's statements about being committed to the city I take at face value, and I believe him. But he may not have any options.
Sam Katz, thank you so much for wearing in.
Hey, Sam. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you very much.